All right, everybody, welcome to the fourth hour of InfoWars. My name is Stephen Gardner. I've been asked to step in and go through some big stories with you guys. We're going to be breaking a big story about illegal immigration and some of the biggest unions in America going against President Trump and his orders to get the illegals out. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Stephen Gardner. I host a show over on YouTube with over 2 million patriots that love America, that want to see America succeed. You can check it out, Stephen Gardner 1, or right here on X, Stephen Gardner X. So later in the show, I'm going to have John Fawcett, someone that's been on this InfoWars in the past. He's going to be breaking a story about illegal immigration and how these unions are betraying our president and the Constitution in order to get cheap labor. So not only are the Democrats trying to flood the United States of America with illegals to replace us, to replace our votes, water down our votes, they're here for the jobs, for the free taxpayer money. You guys know everything that we went through. Now, coming up in the show, I'm going to be going over some different ideas I have for President Trump. If I could sit down with him, these are some of the ideas that I would share. And this is based on getting feedback from millions of American patriots, what they want him to do. I'm talking about arrests. I'm talking about working hand in hand with red governors, red attorney generals. We're going to be going through all of that. Some of the immigration stuff going on with Border Chief Greg Bovino up in Minnesota, what's going on over in Illinois, Memphis. We're going to talk about how the Democrats, they just took back Virginia. What's the first thing they do? They say, oh, no more hand counting ballots in upcoming elections. Everything must be run through the machines. Well, you and I, we don't trust the machines. Some of us don't even trust the ballots because we know what they did in Arizona. We know what they did up in Pennsylvania with the ballots being trucked in from New York. I'm hoping that investigation will be reopened. We know what they did down in Georgia, running ballots through multiple times, disappearing ballots, over 350,000 ballots that the Board of Elections said, these either were erased or they never existed. We're going to go through all of that, plus some big stuff that our Vice President, J.D. Vance, has put out. We're also going to talk about one of the scariest things that I saw this week out of the mouth of evil Chucky Schumer from New York. He lays out exactly what they're going to do to President Trump the minute they impeach him, if they are able to take back the majority. Now, I don't know that they're going to. I'm hopeful. I'm an optimistic guy, but I'm also a realist. And we've got to really take into account what they want to do to us. Plus, I want to talk about the SAVE Act. We have a piece of legislation in place right now that would protect our country. So why aren't Republicans, if they're going to raise money off of us, if they're going to raise our hopes, if they're going to campaign on this and pretend like they are MAGA, that they are pro-America, that they are the revolution, then we need to know why they won't pass the SAVE Act to make our elections free and fair. So we're going to be going through all of that. Mitch McConnell's got his hands in this. John Thune has his hands in this. But I want to also talk about this big story that my good friend, John Fawcett, is going to be sharing with us about keeping illegals in American companies over American workers. I thought we were past this stuff. And we got to make sure that these broadcasts get shared. So make sure to like the show, share the broadcast, go support the Alex Jones Store. We're going to be right back to go through all of this hard-hitting news.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. I'm guest host Stephen Gardner. I want to jump right into some big ideas that I would like to share with President Trump. Now, as Alex said at the end of the last hour, as he was talking about how Democrats are the most evil organization on planet Earth right now, he also mentioned how President Trump had retruthed one of my videos about how the fraud that Governor Tim Walz and AG Keith Ellison allowed up in Minnesota looks like mafia organized crime. So if my messages are getting back to President Trump, then this is one of the messages that I would like to speak with him about. I love what you're doing, President Trump. I love your courage. You've got big, beautiful balls after going into Chicago, going into Los Angeles. But I want to propose another idea. Should we maybe be working in red states and red cities? I know what you're trying to do. I know that you are trying to get media attention on the illegals and the criminals in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. But right now, we're just starting your second year. And you got a lot done in the first year. But it's now time to push on an open door. It's now time to go get some wins for the American people. Here's what they want. You've already closed the border. You're already deported millions of people, and I believe you'll do more. But what if we focus for a minute on the red states? Because yes, the blue states, most of them are sanctuary states. Most of the blue cities are run by corruption. They steal our money. They replace us with illegals that will vote for them. But there's a lot of fraud in the red states. And if you were to pull up a map, you would see that the United States of America is predominantly red, predominantly Republican, predominantly conservative, right? These are the people that overwhelmingly voted for you, President Trump. These are the people that stood in line, that voted for you three times. I'm a three-time Trump voter, and I'm proud to say that. I believe in you. But what if we started working in these red states with the red governors? And then you allow people like me, people like Alex Jones, John Fawcett, in the next bit, to go out and be your megaphone. Show all of the good that you guys are doing. So here's a thought. There are millions of illegal criminals, murderers, rapists, child traffickers in these red states and red cities. Why not spend effort going in there? So if you want kinetic warfare with ICE and Border Patrol, go into the areas where you're already wanted, where you're already going to get support. Utah, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, the big red areas. You already have the support of those governors and those AGs. I'll give you an example. Border Chief Greg Bovino, he's up in Minnesota right now. They're literally throwing chips at him. They're throwing bricks. They're throwing rocks. They're burning cars to the ground. And he said in an interview During the 30 days that they were in Louisiana, a red area, they had one incident, one minor attack on ICE agents. They were able to round up thousands of people and get them the hell out of our country. Then President Trump says, I need you right now. We've got Somali fraud coming out our ears. They are literally stealing billions and billions of dollars. And oh, on top of that, it looks like the attorney general, it looks like the mayor, it looks like the senator, the woman from Congress, Ilhan Omar, and Governor Tim Walz, they are in on the cover-up. They are in on the theft of American money, American jobs, and we need you up there. So what do they do? They surge up with 2,000. It gets really ugly. They sue to get those 2,000 out. President Trump says, hell no, and he sends another 1,000. Well, right now, they're being attacked. So we went from one incident in 30 days to 30 incidents every day. And now it's hundreds. So you've got Greg Bovino going out there. His people are being attacked. Meanwhile, down in Louisiana, things went really well. Over in Florida, Republican red state governor Ron DeSantis, he quietly rounded up 20,000 illegal criminals and moved them out of the United States of America with almost no pushback. So think about that. These people were hiding in the states that voted for you most. These murderers, these child rapers, these human traffickers, these gangsters, these drug dealers, they're in the states that voted for you most. So that's what I would say to President Trump. Go get some easy wins. Keep your agenda. Keep your promises. I know that you love the challenge of the blue states and the sanctuary cities, but that's just something that I wanted to throw out. And we know that there's voter fraud in these areas. We know that there is, just the worst of the worst have been sent. Right here in Utah, we're dealing with Train de Aragua. Just two nights ago at a local Walmart, there was attempted kidnapping. They had to bring people in. And then what did they find out? They found out that it was Train de Aragua gang members from Venezuela. I didn't even know they were here. They're just as much here as they are in Texas, as they are up in Seattle. So why isn't President Trump working more closely with red state governors and red state AG? We're going to talk more about that. But wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, just look at the response of Chicago, Illinois, and Los Angeles, right? Let's stick with Chicago for a minute. So President Trump says, we got to get into Illinois. Specifically, I want to go into Chicago. A lot of this is to rub Governor Pritzker wrong, right? But then you go into Tennessee, which had a red governor. And what does he do? He says, we're going to go into the city with the most crime. It happens to be a blue city, Memphis, Tennessee, one of the highest murder rates in America. What happens? They're mostly welcomed with open arms. There was a little pushback, but once people understood, hey, we're here to get a list of criminals out of your jail, off of your streets, to clean up the homeless encampments, to clean up the drug dealer situation, and they end up having tremendous success. So this is what I'm trying to say. Is why not go out, get those big wins, keep your campaign promise to the very people who voted for you most. I love seeing the infiltration of Chicago and Los Angeles, but I want to see some big wins. And I think there's a lot of big wins that we could look at as we go into red cities and states. Now, again, you were overwhelmingly voted for. You won the popular vote, but it was mostly the red states and the red cities that put you back into office. So think about that. All right. Before I bring John on, I want to go through one other story. Vice President J.D. Vance said that the fraud in Minnesota is bad, but the fraud out in California is about 1,300% more than Minnesota. And he wants to unleash hell on Gavin Newsom and California because a 1,300% higher fraud rate than what's making national news right now. If you guys could run clip number one, we'll watch that, and then we'll go through that together.
How many more arrests do we think we're going to see nationwide? I mean, look, I think we have a fraud problem that is much worse in California than it is in Minnesota. I was talking actually to our small business administrator. I think she's found probably $500 million of fraud in Minneapolis and the broader Minnesota area. I think she's found $7 billion worth of fraud in California. So this is unfortunately a problem that is much bigger than Minnesota. But it's also, it highlights how absurd this effort to prevent the immigration enforcement is. If you look at blue states, blue cities, you look at Memphis, Tennessee, not a Republican mayor. You look at red states like Texas, but blue cities like Austin. You do not see this level of chaos over the enforcement of our immigration laws. What you have is a small band of very far left people who are doing everything that they can, up to and including assaulting law enforcement officers and raiding churches, to try to make ICE out to be the ultimate enemy and to kind of engage in this weird small-scale civil war against federal immigration law. It's absurd. It's added a lot of chaos here in Minneapolis, and it's one of the problems why I'm here to fix it.
All right. So two things from what our great vice president just said. When we go into these blue states and blue cities, it's nothing but chaos. And we've got all these red areas that we could go do incredible things. I'm on the same page with you, Vice President. But at the same time, I understand why he and President Trump and others want to go in to these blue areas. Did you hear what he said? In the first week of their investigation, they discovered $500 million in SBA fraud, Small Business Association with Kelly Loeffler. But then they start digging in to California and they're like, oh my gosh, there's actually 1,300% more fraud out in California. There's $7 billion of the same type of fraud. So it's massive. And Dr. Oz just came out and said, and there's also about $4 billion in Medicaid fraud out in California. So I get that, and I want them to deal with it. But you saw what the vice president said there. It kind of lines up with what I'm thinking, which is like, hey, it's really bad in the sanctuary areas, in the blue cities, in the blue states. But there's also a lot we could do without all of the chaos and the bodily injury to really give back to the people that voted for us most. Now, I want to hit on this as I bring John Fawcett in, but I want to go over one more clip, clip number two from Vice President J.D. Vance, talking about Trump's economy and future and how he wants to keep their campaign promise. Roll clip number two, please.
Stop us. But I'm here in Toledo to talk about the great American comeback, and that is what I believe we are 1 year in. We are 1 year in to raising wages for workers instead of declining wages for workers. We're 1 year in to $18 trillion of new investment for the United States of America instead of investment going to every other country but the United States of America. We're 1 year in to getting illegal aliens out of our country so that American homes can go to American citizens, which is exactly where they ought to go. And we are 1 year in to seeing lower inflation and bigger paychecks and more opportunity for the American worker. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we are on the cusp of the greatest economic year in the history of the United States of America because we're doing something new for a change. We're investing in you. We're investing in American workers. We're investing in American businesses. And we're saying to everybody that the United States is open for business, but only if you invest in our great American people and our great American businesses. We are done with the old approach of shipping American jobs overseas and investing in everybody else. We're back to investing in the American worker, and we're not going to stop fighting for you until we return America to the true golden age of great American prosperity.
Man, that's really inspiring stuff. I just loved how he wants to invest in America, the American worker. But think about this for a second. So Democrats are fine with fraud because they need more of your money, more American taxpayer money to cover up their fraud and their bad behavior. So they want to raise taxes. You have President Trump and the vice president saying, we want to lower your taxes. You have Democrats saying, we want to flood America with illegals that will work for less, live off of the American taxpayer, but ultimately vote Democrat. You have President Trump saying, we will drain America of the illegals that are literally sucking our safety net programs dry. So we're fighting against illegals when it comes to food, jobs, school, access to teachers, affordable insurance, doctors, housing, apartment, and more. To help me go through this and more, I want to bring on my special guest now, John Fawcett from The Great America Show. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
A delight, Stephen, and congratulations to be hosting the show of who I call the GOAT. I don't ever miss a show. I watch Alex Jones every night before I go to bed. So congratulations tonight. I will be watching you and I on rerun.
Well, Alex is doing an incredible job making sure that the American people know the truth about what's really going on. I started the show off with this idea of President Trump spending time in these American states. This idea first came to me when I was speaking with the Lieutenant Attorney General, Aaron Reitz of Texas. And he was saying that one of the reasons he wants to get elected is that he actually wants to work hand in hand with President Trump. And he and I talked about how it might be time to take a break from the chaos and the bodily injury to these brave ICE agents and go in, because he said down in Texas, we got fraud like California. In some of these other areas, we've got illegals just as bad. What are your thoughts on President Trump directing kinetic energy and resources to go in and clean up some of these red states and red cities?
I agree with you completely, but I think both can be done at the same time. Both can be true at the same time. I think you can continue to have a presence in these Marxist damn run states. The problem, which is why I don't totally agree with you, but I agree with you in most, is that you let these cities, Stephen, you pull out of these cities like Minneapolis, they will burn that damn place to the ground, just as they did during the summer of love during the George Floyd protests, and you let them off the hook. There's no repercussions, as you recall. Nobody went to jail for George Floyd. Nobody went to jail for burning down police stations or burning police cars. They got away with everything. So I think if we pull out of those cities, we allow them to do that again. Now, I think what you can do is you can utilize more of your government employees. Maybe you send in the actual military. What if we just skip the National Guard and we send in the Marines to Minneapolis? And then we see what happens when we send in the military. We see if these pink-haired, nose-ring-wearing freaks continue to go out in the streets and abuse our members of the federal government, who go out there and put their lives on the line every day to take, as you said, rapists and murderers off the streets. I don't know if you saw the clip, Stephen, about a week ago. It was an ICE agent driving down the street, and he rolled down his window and he said to the woman, "Do you realize what you're stopping right now? I'm going to arrest a child sex predator, and you're stopping me from doing my job. Do you realize that?" They don't care. They don't want to listen. These people are sub 100 level IQ people. They're sick, demented, and deranged.
Let me ask you this, because I want to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I also don't like to surround myself with stupidity. Do you think that the people up in Minnesota, and I know it's a small minority masquerading as the majority, right? I think most people in Minnesota are good. They don't want these riots. They don't want the chaos. But the ones that hit the street, do you think that they understand the mission of ICE and President Trump? That they are there to get the murderers, the rapists, the child traffickers, the gangsters, the drug dealers? Do you think they know that they're there with a pre-planned list of who to go and grab? Or do you think that they really believe that they're there to disappear American citizens?
No, I don't believe so, and nor do I think they care. These are people, I think, Stephen, for the most part, are paid agitators. The money flows in. You remember just a few months ago what happened in L.A.? It was like 2020 all over again. We saw piles of bricks just appearing somehow. on the sides of roads, on the overpasses of highways. How did they get there? Who bought them? Because we know these bums who are doing these protests aren't going out delivering pallets in their Toyota Priuses. Not that there's anything wrong with a Toyota Prius, but we know that they're not doing it. These are the men are beta males, and the women are, I don't even know what you can say to be nice about them. It's 100%. It's an organized effort backed by the likes of George Soros and the rest of the Marxist-backed ilk. These people don't care, Stephen. It gives them a reason to go out and riot. They don't know. They don't care. But the second you tell them you're moving a sex predator or a child molester into their neighborhood, all bets are off.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's a guy, I think his channel is Politibrawl, and he goes into New York City, Minneapolis, Los Angeles with this tiny little microphone. And he says, hey, what are your thoughts on illegals? Oh, they should be in the country. We should be able to help them out. This is what made America great. And then he's like, okay, when can we move one of them into your house? And they're like, no, I'm not going to. So it's all good until you have to actually put up a room in your house, put up money, your own food. I don't know if you saw this, but I read this just before coming on Alex's network that they found a U-Haul van rolling into Minneapolis that was full of body armor. So somebody is paying for these bricks. Somebody is paying for this body armor to show up. Do you think the FBI is going to figure out who's funding this? Because I keep hearing Pam Bondi and Kash Patel tell us, we're going to follow the money and find these people. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm Steven, I got to be honest with you. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of the Kash Patel, the Pam Bondi. And I go out on my show every night and I talk about the same exact thing. I'm tired of it, Steven. We're now a year and 2 days or 3 days into this administration. We have not one arrest. I mean, one meaningful arrest. We continue to let these things just roll and roll and roll with no repercussions. Steven, if you can go out and steal cars every night as you, Steven Gardner, what makes you stop? You don't stop. You keep going because you know you're not getting arrested. You know you're going to get away with it. It's going to continue to happen until heads start to roll. Now, maybe President Trump needs to call the bluff of these Marxist Dems like Gavin Newsom and Tim Walz and incite the Insurrection Act. Enough is enough. How much longer are we supposed to tolerate this? And these people, all they do it for, Steven, is a quick TikTok clip of someone being shot in the face with a pepper ball or pepper spray. And they're like, look, these ICE agents, they're terrorists. Look what they're doing to these innocent Americans. And you look at it and you're like, I mean, you're outnumbered 1,000 to 1 by these freaks. These poor guys have to be terrified. And I feel for them so much.
Yeah. Well, I saw that Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino said, hey, if you're tired of the mayor and the Minneapolis police blocking you from doing your job, demoralizing you, if you guys quit, we'll hire you on at ICE. And I believe there's already 20 plus that have done that. I hope President Trump doesn't have to, invoke the Insurrection Act, but he may have to because it is getting ridiculous. Now, we're going to be taking a break here in a minute. When we get back, John is going to help break a story about how American corporations are betraying Americans and keeping on illegal immigrants for cheaper wages. We'll be right back to cover that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said,
This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to the fourth hour of InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm the guest host, Stephen Gardner. I have John Fawcett with me. Make sure that you guys are checking out the Alex Jones Store. I personally buy from them. I eat the creatine gummies, the sour ones. They are amazing. I want to jump right back in with my guest, John Fawcett from The Great America Show. John, you've got some interesting insight and breaking news about what's going on with American corporations betraying President Trump, betraying the American people to keep illegals on at lower wages. Please share that with us now.
Well, I was saving it to break on my show tonight, but you know what? It's an honor to be preemptive and break it on the Alex Jones Show with you. Tonight, Stephen, we're putting the North Atlantic Carpenters Union on notice. They operate out of Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. We have evidence that has now been pushed to the administration and verified received by the administration. Not quite as high as Donald Trump, but we'll say right below him, of the North Atlantic Carpenters Union firing and laying off American workers born here, American citizens, to keep on illegal aliens, and not just illegals from south of the border, illegals from north of the border as well. So tonight, Stephen, we're putting them on notice. We're going to give them a week to get their act together. Now, I have people inside of the union, infiltrating the union, inside. So all of my knowledge is firsthand from inside the union, the companies as well who are partaking in this. We're going to give them a week to get their act together and get these Americans back to work that you furloughed and laid off to keep on illegals and hide them on certain jobs, Stephen. I have evidence that on certain jobs that require government identification, some companies operating in government buildings, these employees are mysteriously disposed of, these illegals, until further notice and sent to other jobs while the Americans work the jobs inside these government buildings because they could provide identification where the illegals cannot. So we're going to give them a week from today till next Friday to get their act together before we blow the lid off this entire thing and absolutely annihilate you scumbags for doing this to the American people.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. As I covered the Biden years, one of the things that became apparent was that this, I mean, remember when Tucker Carlson was mocked saying that there's this replacement theory that they're replacing us. And then they were like, well, in order to downgrade this idea, let's say it's just about replacing white people, right? But what we've come to find out is the Democrat Party is willing to replace anybody that doesn't vote for the Democrat Party. Now, you've got Elon Musk on one end of the extreme saying all of this flooding us with 20 million illegal immigrants was all about flooding the swing states, stabilizing the blue states in order to rig elections and have a one-party system like California. On the other side, you have Trends Journal Gerald Celente saying it's all about bringing in cheap labor. The American government doesn't want to keep putting money into Social Security. They don't want to keep taking care of American citizens. They want people from foreign countries coming here, shacking up 20 people to a house that go out, do the dirty jobs that the Americans refuse to do, which I don't agree with. Your thoughts on this, or is it both? Is this about replacing votes and getting cheaper labor?
I think in the inception, if you look back, Stephen, probably the mid to early 2000s, it was about bringing in cheap labor. And we could thank George W. Bush for that and Barack Hussein Obama and their implementation of bringing in as many Indians via H-1Bs as they can, as many Chinese nationals to infiltrate our schooling system. But I think as time went on and the Democratic Party started to realize that they're losing at every quarter because they cannot defend inflation. They can't defend high prices on gasoline or egg prices, which is what they want to talk about. They can't defend just about anything. They can't defend fentanyl pouring through our borders or child sex traffickers or children being trafficked through our borders. There's not one Democrat position that these people could defend. So they said, well, what can we do now? Well, it's easy. It's in our blood. Let's lie, cheat, and steal. And it was to flood in as we progressed into 2000. I would say past 2016, because they didn't think that Donald Trump was going to win, into 2020. Let's bring in as many illegals as we can and flood the voter rolls, which is why you see so much pushback from the Democrats about simple voter ID. You need voter ID to go buy a beer. You need voter ID to go buy a damn lotto ticket. If I want to go casino and play some blackjack, I got to show an ID to play and I got to show an ID to cash out. And you're telling me it's racist or sexist or misogynist for someone to show their ID when they go to vote? I want to add one more thing to the North Atlantic Carpenters Union. We also have evidence and video evidence of people inside the union demanding that these workers vote Democrat. Now, I'm not entirely sure the legality on that, but we're working on that as well.
All right. Well, I can't say the name of the company because I got inside information, but there is a major medical company New York, New Jersey, Utah, a few other places, big international player. And they were just cramming the LGBTQ stuff down people's throats under the Biden administration. Every week, multiple stuff. You've got to go to training. You've got to go to this. And over again, there was this push to vote Democrat. I don't think companies should be getting involved in that. Let me ask you this. You're there in New York. We now know that there's just fraud everywhere. I think maybe the biggest story next to the border being closed and nobody getting in is just how much fraud. I mean, we thought the Washington, D.C. was a swamp, but it seems to have spread everywhere. And Washington, D.C. seems to be the funding mechanism for all of the theft of American money and treasure. But right there in New York City, I covered a story last night on my show where there was a fake daycare. They've now pled guilty. They had a fake daycare that was also charging Medicaid. And between the fake daycare and the fake Medicaid, $68 million stolen from the American people. Your thoughts on that story and like how much fraud is there in America?
Well, Stephen, they haven't even taken the lid off of the largest city in America, in New York City. Imagine the fraud we've seen. So I don't even know what the number is now in Minneapolis. You hear 9 billion, 18 billion by some low IQ Somalians. Can you imagine the fraud, Stevie, that they're going to uncover? It's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars in the biggest city in America right here in New York City. I cannot wait. I am so looking forward to it. It's hard to believe that these people are this dumb that they put all their eggs in one basket and their big scheme was literally daycare centers. I mean, if one goes under and two goes under, Stephen, people are going to start to, as Lou Dobbs used to tell me, lift up the rug and find out what's underneath there. I can't begin to imagine the amount of fraud that's going on in this place. And once it's uncovered, who's responsible and who's involved, because this stuff doesn't go on without our politicians whose heads need to start rolling. Bob Menendez should not be the only one. Gold Bar Bob Menendez should not be the only one in jail right now. This all falls, Stephen, under the Trump Justice Department. This isn't incumbent upon Letitia James, Big Tish James, or Big Alvin Bragg here in New York. This is up to President Trump and the Southern District of New York. So there's no excuses. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This needs to begin, because if there was fraud in Minnesota, I'd be willing to put my life on the line that there's fraud here in New York, and probably at a scale of 10 to 100 times what we saw in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
Yeah. I mean, earlier in the show, before you came on, I had mentioned $500 million in SBA fraud in Minnesota.
There you go.
They're saying $7 billion in California. So imagine New York. Imagine New York. Let me ask you this. One of the scariest things that I heard in the past week was from the mouth of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, where you are, saying that Democrats will win. He confidently says that they will win 2026. They're going to impeach Donald J. Trump. They will have the votes to remove him, and then they will reinstate all of the money and the programs that Trump shut down. USAID, NGOs, fake charities, money laundering scams, enrichment scams, and then they will increase their budgets. Now, to me, what I'm hearing is we're going back to the old way of stealing American money, taking advantage of American workers, retired people, using them in order to keep illegals fat, happy, working without all of the costs that come from carrying Medicaid and Social Security, and we're going to allow criminal activity and money laundering so we can rig elections, rig census, flood the money with new voters and cheap labor. Your thoughts on what Chuck Schumer said?
First, I want to preface it with Chuck Schumer's the slimiest, dirtiest, sleaziest person I've ever met in my life. I had the pleasure of sitting next to him on a plane home from France one time. It was the worst flight of my life. That aside, I think President Trump should take everything that this sleazebag says very seriously. Because if you think about it, in 2020, they didn't tell us that they were going to arrest Donald Trump. We thought they were. We thought they may come after him. This is him being very straightforward, telling us what he is going to do and what the Marxist Dems are going to do. I think Donald Trump should heed the warning and take it with great seriousness. And this falls on not just Donald Trump, but John Thune and Mike Johnson to get off their asses once and for all and do something. I mean, you think about it, Stephen. We're less than a year now away from the midterm elections. And every poll's all day, every day. Mark Mitchell sends it to me every day. They do not look good for the Republicans. And if you think about it, why would they? What have the Republicans done to garner the support of the American people? If I'm a congressman, Stephen, right now, I'm not going out and campaigning. Because what if someone asks me the question, well, congressman, what have you done? Oh, well, we did the big, beautiful bill about 8 months ago. And since then, you know, we really haven't done much. I wouldn't have the gall and the guts to go out there and face my constituents and tell them that I'm just a lazy SOB who's good for nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of, big policy change that the Republicans are holding up, what in the heck is going on with the SAVE Act? Like, why can we not get this passed? The House passed it, I believe, over a year ago. They've now come out with a new version that they're treating like Disney Plus. It's called SAVE Act Plus. They say it's going to be even stronger. It's going to do even more to protect America, to make elections free, to make them fair. Mitch McConnell doesn't want to touch this. John Thune doesn't want to touch this. I'm wondering why this thing, any thoughts or opinion or insight on why the House could get this passed, but the Senate is just sitting on their thumbs?
Money, corruption. You have guys like Lady Lindsey Graham there, rhinos. The truth of the matter is, Stephen, whenever there's an issue that comes to light, the easiest thing to do is just go track the money. Track where these politicians are getting their money from, and you'll find a track record of consistent with how they vote. We need to get to the bottom of it. And this is, once again, falls on Kash Patel. I don't care if it's Republicans. I don't care if it's Democrats. If these people are compromised, we need to get to the bottom of it, and they need to be held accountable. It's not rules for thee and rules for me. We all play by the same rules, but these people consistently continue to get away, each and every one of them, with something. And I don't know how many of them are bought off or paid off or just flat out corrupt or dumb, but we need to take a look back and figure out and bring these votes to the floor. That's the other thing that I take big issue with. Bring the vote to the floor and let the damn thing fail. Because then you have a vote record of your member of Congress, of your member of the Senate, going on the record and saying, no, I am not for election integrity. I do not want secure elections. And let them answer to the voters. But John Thune doesn't have the backbone to do it because he's a damn rhino. And the Republicans had the chance to have Rick Scott in there. But what did they do? They went behind closed doors and they did a closed door ballot. And they made it all a secret so nobody knows. Like we're in fifth damn grade, Stephen, voting for the class president or playing a game of 7-Up. So nobody knows who voted for who. I mean, they've got to grow the hell up, as the great Lou Dobbs used to say.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that guy. We're gonna look at clip 4 here. This is Congressman Steve Scalise talking about SAVE Act Plus and what it will do if he can get the Senate to pass it. Let's watch this one together.
Over to the Senate to give them even more incentive to go protect the sanctity of every American's vote. And that is the SAVE Act Plus, a picture ID requirement. Look, you can't even get on an airplane. You can't go to a bar tonight without showing a picture ID. Yet there are people in many states where the states actually have laws saying you can't show ID, which is a recipe for fraud, for stealing your vote if you're voting legally, so that somebody can come behind you illegally in another country and actually vote and steal your vote. Because if somebody's voting illegally, they're stealing your vote if you're following the rules. So SAVE Act Plus picture ID, we're going to bring that to send that to the Senate. I think a lot of Americans would like that protection, because if they're following the rules, they just want everybody else to. What makes people angry is when you see boxes of ballots showing up 2 weeks after an election, and then next thing you know, lo and behold, a Democrat takes the lead after being behind for 3 weeks after after Election Day. And then somebody who voted by mail in the military, they're overseas fighting to defend our freedoms. Their votes that got in legally before the election are being nullified by somebody illegally. It needs to stop. We're going to have a bill to do just that.
All right. So that's the SAVE Act Plus that will go to the floor in the House. John, could it be that John Thune, Mitch McConnell, let's set aside that Mitch McConnell is evil and has sold out the United States of America for decades. Let's just set that to the side. Could it just come down mathematically to, we don't believe we'll get 60 votes, so let's not waste our breath on this vote?
Senator Mitch McConnell, who looks like Froghorn Leghorn, I have to add there. I think it comes down to a little bit of both, but at the same time, Stephen, let me go back real quick for a second, because that was really cute of Steve Scalise there. What investigations have they done, Stephen? Do you know any to your knowledge, and I'm not interviewing you, but do you know any to your knowledge on what investigations have been done to check the fraud on the 2020 election that happened 4 years, 6 years ago? I say four, 6 years ago. Do you know of any? No, so we don't know anything that happened in the 2020 election. We still don't know how the election was stolen. We know it was stolen, but we don't know how. We don't know what they did. And these guys want to come and talk cute like, oh, we're going to save democracy, knowing damn well that they don't have the votes to do whatever they want to do, man. It's a damn shame. John Thune needs to bring the vote to the floor and let the chips fall where they may. And if they can't get the 60 votes and they have the majority, there's a little thing called the filibuster.
Hey, listen, you guys, whether you bring something to the floor or not, you're getting paid $174,000 a year. You get to do insider trading, your backroom deals, but bring it to the floor. Let the American people see it fail without the 60 votes. But you brought up a really great point. So you need 60 votes in the Senate in order to pass a bill, but you only need 51 votes in order to change the rules about passing a bill. So why don't these politicians have the balls to say, we've got 50 plus Vice President J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker. Let's change this rule. Why are we not doing that? If you guys are going to campaign and raise money on making elections free, fair, and secure, then why aren't you putting our money where your mouth is and changing the rule and getting this thing passed?
There's one name. It's John Thune. And what he's doing, Stephen, is protecting Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, the rhino you've got out there now in Utah, Mitt Romney 2.0. Rand Paul, who seemingly has gone rogue. I don't know what's happened to that guy. He maybe needs some Alex Jones methylene blue to kick his rear end into action. John Thune doesn't want to expose these rhinos, who he's friends with, who he gives money to. The whole thing is so corrupt, but you don't hear, Stephen, this kind of rhetoric. You don't hear this kind of talk when you tune into the mainstream media. So the American people don't know. The people who are tuning into Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, they're getting fed a whole different narrative when they turn on Sean Hannity every night and they're seeing Lady Lindsey Graham on that channel. They're not finding out what's really happening behind the scenes, which is what you hear when you tune into shows like Alex Jones or yours and I's. The American people are not informed. And the wool is being pulled over their eyes right before us.
Yeah. All right. Somebody that I recently interviewed, he's currently the Lieutenant Attorney General of Texas under Ken Paxton, Aaron Reitz. And I believe he's going to win in a landslide. He and I had a discussion about President Trump working more with red governors, red attorney generals. If Congress can't get stuff passed and codified, then he needs to go to the second level, which is at the state level, these governors. And one of the ways to protect the election would be to immediately redo the census. I want to roll clip number 5, Lieutenant Attorney General of Texas, Aaron Reitz, and then we'll talk about that. One thing that has really bothered me, and I don't know that Trump will have the money or the support or the bandwidth to be able to handle this, but it's become very clear that there is enough evidence that the most recent U.S. census was just counting illegals and bodies versus American citizens, and red states were undercounted and blue states were overcounted. And according to different sources, that stole between 18 to 22 House seats from the Republican Party. Is there anything that we can do, or is this why you guys sued to get five new seats in the state of Texas?
Yeah, look, it's a huge problem. I've always been clear as a public official, as a lawyer on behalf of the federal government, the state government, and now even as a candidate. We should not just be counting bodies for the purposes of the census. If you're here illegally, if a census is counting people that are here illegally, that is not only stupid on its face, right? I don't know why we're trying to count the population of the citizens of this country, because it's the citizens that then get factored in. They're the ones that are engaging in the political process. They're the ones that are the recipients of certain public benefits and so on and so forth. That seems to me to be totally common sense to only count citizens, even if you're sympathetic to the, you know, having tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of illegals here. Like, I don't understand why they should be counted in the census.
All right. It took the Alex Jones show to get me reacting to my own self reacting. your thoughts on that? If we can't get the SAVE Act or the SAVE Act Plus passed, is it time for President Trump to say, hey, we know that you guys rigged the census. You overcounted in the blue states because you love illegals and bodies that are breathing, and you undercounted in the red ones, and you guys cheated us between 18 and 20 seats. Is that the next move?
Yeah, and just going off of something, I don't know if you remember, but they allegedly did a recount of the ballots in Georgia, and they did a recount, Stephen, of the ballots that were stolen. So, of course, you're still going to get a stolen ballot election when you're recounting stolen ballots. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure the damn thing out. It's the same thing that they want to do with the census. Count each and every body. Don't knock on doors. Don't check legal immigration status. It's the same exact thing they're doing now, just at a bigger scale. It's time for these Republican governors and attorney generals to get a hold of their states, because it's incumbent upon them, not the federal government, to get their own state laws into coordination and to stop the steal. I know it's so niche and whatever, but stop the steal. Stop the steal. It's what they need to do. The governors need to get off their rear end, Stephen, and get to work. President Trump is not a one-man show. He needs the help of these people, and they've got to get to work.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, John. Sometimes it feels like a one-man show. Like, I'm a libertarian that votes conservative because I like to win, but there are many times where I feel like President Trump is pulling the cart, and you got the GOP sitting in the cart just taking that free ride. But we know the 2020 election was stolen. We know that illegals were voting. We know that they were rigging the census in order to get more seats. They were flooding the blue states and blue cities in order to try to get rid of the swing states so that that would never be an issue again. What do you think in our final seconds here together? President Trump was able to deport over 2 million people, about 2.6 million, 2 million of those self-deported. What do you think we're going to see in year two as far as deportations?
He's got no choice but to double it. Double it or bust. My final thoughts.
Okay. Double it or bust. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Alex Jones Show today.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time, and we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a Beggin' right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself or your family and protect you. I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get as some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission. I call it a Kaiser Blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Mm-hmm. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy. What Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But, limited edition, almost sold out. I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.